The federal government has sought to bracket the coalition with the mining magnate Clive Palmer during another testy session of Question Time. Mr. Palmer today narrowed his attack linking green and anti-coal groups to the CIA. He said he was referring to the Queensland Green Movement rather than national leaders like Senator Bob Brown. The government poured scorn on his claims anyway and called on the opposition leader Tony Abbott to give Mr. Palmer a dressing down for allegedly compromising Australia's intelligence relationship with the United States. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Yesterday, the mining magnate Clive Palmer accused Greens candidates in the Queensland election and anti-coal campaigners like Greenpeace of receiving financial support from the CIA. He said it was tantamount to treason and the Greens candidate should resign. In Canberra today, the Greens leader Bob Brown was taking him seriously.
It is up to Mr. Abbott to repudiate what Clive Palmer's had to say. Tony Abbott knows that these claims are false.
Clive Palmer today moderated his comments somewhat, saying he was mainly questioning if the Queensland Green Movement leader Drew Hutton was funded by foreign interests and that Bob Brown isn't associated in the same way. But his accusations, particularly of CIA involvement, were the subject of jokes all day around Parliament House, and they were always going to feature in Question Time. The Special Minister of State, Gary Gray, was the first to bring it up in response to a question from the government's backbench about political donations.
High net worth individuals, of course, are at liberty to make decisions to support our political parties and our political processes, as is their wont. I'm made aware that last year Mr. Clive Palmer made a contribution of in the order of $1 million to the coalition.
Gary Gray also noted the significant contribution trade unions make to Labor and the $1.6 million the businessman Graham Wood donated to the Greens. But he says Mr. Palmer's contributions to the coalition are on a different scale.
The total contribution to the coalition now from Mr. Palmer is over $4 million. In the last few years, $4 million. Mr. Speaker, the amount now of $4 million in donations, as recently disclosed by the Australian Electoral Commission, is a point of note for all Australians. It's a very, very large number.
His opposition counterpart, Bronwyn Bishop, took offence.
And I would remind the Minister that the Western Australian Labor Party received $160,000 in donations from Mr. Palmer.
The Leader of the House, Anthony Albanese, wanted to join in the attack, but ran foul of the Speaker, Peter Slipper.
He doesn't respect the views that the democracy in this Parliament have made through the House of Representatives and the Senate.
The Leader of the House will resume his seat.
He was warned but not thrown out of Parliament, unlike eight other MPs ejected for defying Mr. Slipper's rulings. The Attorney-General, Nicola Roxon, wasn't deterred, describing Clive Palmer's claims as extraordinary and bizarre.
And I would have thought that those opposite would want to dissociate themselves with comments made like this that just feed conspiracy theories and do us no justice when we want to work closely with those around the world to share intelligence about real threats that are emerging across the world. What I am calling upon the opposition to do is to make sure the Leader of the Opposition should be calling Mr. Palmer and giving him a dressing down for this sort of behaviour. And he could use his shoe phone if he thinks that's a better idea.
The opposition preferred to keep its focus on household costs, and research released today by the Energy Users Association about Australia's electricity prices,
showing that Australian electricity prices are 70% higher than in the United States and 130% higher than in Canada. Why is the government adding the world's biggest carbon tax to the world's highest electricity prices?
Mr. Speaker, the truth is that we have seen over decades and decades underinvestment in the capital necessary for our electricity systems, and that means that we are now seeing catch-up investment with all of the costs that come with that catch-up investment.
The opposition used another series of questions from its Queensland MPs in an effort to link federal issues to this weekend's state election. The MP for the Queensland seat of Hinkler is Paul Neville.
Does the Prime Minister really think it's fair to slug Queensland families and businesses with a carbon tax when they are already paying more for electricity than 27 countries of the EU, the United Kingdom and every state of the United States.
Looking at an average family, they will receive assistance of more than $500 a year to deal with impacts flowing from putting a price on carbon.
There's likely to be an even greater focus on the Queensland poll during tomorrow's last sitting day before Parliament rises for its Easter break.
Naomi Woodley reporting.